Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbie. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our psychic for tonight, the doctor, Vanessa Orr. Are you there, Vanessa?
I am here. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Hi, Vanessa.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, we're happy to have you. When we all get together, it's kind of like the feeling of being home. That's how I feel. It's a good feeling.
Oh, I like that. Now, I'm always so happy about Monday nights. I look forward. I'm probably one of the few people in the world that looks forward to Mondays, huh?
Yeah, because they're manic Mondays. But this time, the people calm down, come together, and call in and see what happens. Something good always happens.
Exactly.
And
I wanted to know. It is exciting. I was wondering if anyone has seen 1111 a lot lately, because I have.
You, Johnny? Not me. I only see Vamba 11, but I did see that once today. So that's not 1111.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't. Have you, Johnny? 1111?
1111.
He's probably out there.
Yeah, it's typically a bridge between energy fields for not just me, but for others. And so it's an appearing when the 1111 shows up, Barbara. It's rather mysterious. It's always like a memorable sighting. So everyone needs to just kind of be cognizant to see if they see 1111. Show up, or like you were talking earlier, 11 as in, and I didn't think up Vamba 11. It just showed up in Instagram. That's what they gave me. I think it was just a random delivery of a username, but it means that it's a pre-coded trigger. And so I think we're going to have some really good things coming forward soon with 1111.
Okay. So
it's
somebody has
I want to say something. Barbara, you and I have 111 mutual friends together on Facebook.
There you go, right there.
There you go. I just got.
What does this mean when we personally do see it? Like just now, is a good thing?
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a divine intervention. You know, in my daily life, and I'm sure this is true for a lot of people, is that you call in divine light. It brings in the right people into your pathway. It helps you see ahead on your pathway. It helps us know what decisions to make. And I am so proud of you, Barbara, invoking muscle testing in your day to do things. I'm so proud of
you.
You're welcome. It brings about a new dimension in our lives because it delivers yes and it delivers no. It controls cost. It controls time. It controls, you know, weight. And I just think muscle testing is awesome. So if anyone's listening tonight, be cognizant of recurring numbers and 1111.
That is cool. I feel like it's exciting to have a new tool that I can use with the muscle testing. Because if ever like weighing something like an option or not knowing if I'm going to, what decision do I make? Up in the air, just muscle test it right then and there, and then you have your answer, and you can move on, because you get stuck in life sometimes, and you just kind of feel like paralyzed with an issue.
It's true.
And just muscle test it. And, we're going to have you teach that to us soon.
Yeah.
On Life After
Happiness. I'm so excited about that. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So, okay.
Are you ready for a caller?
I am. I suddenly got very happy and very excited.
All right. Area code 208.
I feel excited, too. I feel like Johnny's excited for some reason. When he started, he opened the show, wasn't that like a more enthusiastic? I felt that in his voice.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
this
is area code 208.
Awesome. Okay.
Hi.
Hi,
my name is Alyssa. How are you guys?
Great. You are on live with Vanessa or MBA. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Name, do you mind?
My name's Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa. Ooh, I like that. Alyssa.
Thank you.
What's going on? I just saw a whole bunch of flowers, a whole bunch of feathers around you. Really quickly, typically there's feathers mean that someone is nearby, as in a deceased loved one. So I have a question real quick before we go into your question. Do you know the name Angel? Do you know anyone by the name of Angel?
I have a cat named Angel. Well, my mom has a cat named Angel, but that's the only one.
Wow. Well, I find that pretty interesting. That came up, and maybe Angel will tell us something more as the reading goes on. So she's very communicative. She's talking a lot lately. So we'll do Angel probably a little later, your mom's cat.
Okay, sounds fun.
So what is your question?
I'm curious if you guys see me in a relationship with Shane, please.
Yes, and forgive me. You want to know if there's a relationship with a certain someone?
Yeah, his name is Shane.
That's what I thought you said. So I get a yes. Does he bring you gifts?
We haven't actually met in person yet, so it's I'm hoping.
Wait. Okay, let me get this straight. You're asking if there's a relationship on the horizon. I get a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking, is it Shane that is this new relationship? Do I have this correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get a yes. So the gifts are coming. He's like stacking them at your feet. Does that make sense to you? Because he's showing me quite a few things. And did you hear me earlier? I kept saying flowers, flowers. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? But oftentimes in a reading, I find that, and I really don't miscommunicate. It's not me. I'm just a channel. But the flowers kept stumbling in my way because I saw feathers. And feathers are usually indicative of someone on the other side wanting to speak with you. And so I kept saying flowers. So if I ask if these are flowers from Shane, I get a yes. If I ask, is he head over heels for you, I get a yes. Does he have a strong connection with a female? Is this a sister? I get a
no. Is this a mother?
Is a strong connection with his mother?
Sorry, there seems to be some, like, interference on the call. I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, you can hear me, honey?
Sometimes. It's almost like a static, but there's a voice to it. But, yeah, he is really close to his mom and his sisters.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes when interference or a cutoff occurs, it means that there's something that doesn't want you to have this data. I want you to remember that. I can hear it. When you get cut off on a phone call, that's not you. That's an interfering energy. So there is something that's okay, got a question. Does Shane have an ex? A girl that was very strongly involved in his energy field, a woman. I get a yes.
I'm not sure.
I get a yes on that. Sometimes that residual energy is rather unaware, but it's programmed to keep cords between people. So I just want you to be cognizant because I was picking up an interfering source and then you started talking about the interference on the line. And this is a very interesting reading to me as a psychic. So this woman will attempt to crowd your relationship. When we have crowded relationships, obviously it's a crowding entity, a crowding individual who seeks to create demise between two people. It's called alienation, and they want ultimate estrangement. So be cognizant that that will happen. If that happens, here's what you do. You send all that interfering, and look, I'm going to do it right now, too. I'm going to send all that interfering conduct on the line back to its sender now. And we tie it to the sender with the intention of 3 times 3 times 3, and it is done. So when people or things or events or energies or entities, you know, paranormal, seek to infuse themselves in our world, you and I are cognizant of that, and we stop it dead in its tracks, and we take control over it, and we send it back to the sender. If you feel crowded in the marriage. You'll have to call. I know, man. I got fell out of my chair on that one. Will you let us know? Bring updates to us. I mean, I find it so exciting. So
yeah, of course, I would love to.
Yes. I'm really. I think I'm probably more excited than you are, Alyssa. So you know, I'm just like so happy for you. This is a very good thing. I don't see anything except this crowding spirit, this woman. And really quickly, when we have cords with other people and we stop that relationship or cessate that relationship, oftentimes there are residual cords, and we have the power to cut those cords. I have actually seen these cords around people. I walked into a hospital room one time years and years ago, and the wife was there, and I was called in to do a reading, and she clearly was unhappy. She had so many cords wrapped around her face. It was like an orbit of black cords. They're like very wide threads, and a lot of quartz crystal around her too. It was bizarre. I think my face told the story of what I saw when I walked in, but she was not happy learning that I was coming to do the reading for the patient. The patient wanted me to come. So anyway, these cords have to be cut. And that's what we do. Yeah, that's what, and I rather sense that you'll be able to do it yourself. So you cut the cords if that happens, because this is a very nice relationship between you and Shane. And I'm shown that your future mother-in-law, Shane's mom, really finds favor with you.
Oh, that makes me so happy, because I know that he's really close with her and his sisters. So that family approval can be huge.
Well, I heard that you are an asset. So it's interesting, because even before you arrive on the scene, your energies arrive before you. So you are an asset. Actually, you know what? They're showing me that you are a jewel. So isn't it nice to know that you've got this paved highway to this relationship?
Yeah, and I love how you described that.
I know.
Well, I've been single for 3 years, and this person I've been taking some time for myself to grow and to be better. But the part that's really crazy about this whole thing is I actually haven't met him yet. The reason I asked about him is I had a dream about him. And he's actually a celebrity. So that's why this is weird.
Okay. Well, now, see, now you have to call back in. we're all, like, on the edge of our chair now. I can speak for Barbara and Jonathan, too. I mean, this is just a fascinating, this is a fascinating opening to tonight's show. And it's such an honor to be able to read these energies. And I'm getting that confirmation. I always like to call it Barbara Moore chills. What it is the prana confirmation and the kundalini confirmation that Barbara is familiar with, that we sense in our auric fields. And this is, again, confirmation. And kundalini is the ultimate, and that's what we're getting in this reading for you.
Oh, I am so happy. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And you know, when
that's the angel.
You say, Vanessa, about dreams, what you say about dreams is when it seems so real, then it is.
Oh, yeah. This is a jewel, a large center point of everything. You're going to be very loved in that family. And did you see me? I'm like kept tripping over the word marriage. And I mean, look, we went straight from the dream to marriage. By the way, that wasn't just a dream. That was a visitation.
I figured because when I woke up, I felt extremely pulled to meet him, which I don't feel normally.
It's amazing how we communicate 24/7. And if I ask the question, is this a predestined, you know, a what they call it, charted moment in your soul contract, I get a yes.
That's awesome.
Regarding Angel, Angel's like so communicative. She's got a lot to tell your mom. So she's talking about exercise. Angel's talking about exercise because I promised you I'd tell you what Angel was saying. And she's also showing me her paws. She keeps lifting up her paws. So.
Okay. I'll have to ask her about that. And
yeah.
My mom's been exercising more, so that's awesome.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. I did hear that the interruptions with the feedback on the phone, too.
Yeah.
I heard that right away. And then I didn't first hear the voice that she heard, but the second time I heard a voice, and then I just heard it again. Did you hear that, Vanessa, too, in the end?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Odd.
So how to, and she can cut the cords. I looked it up on how to cut cords, and I'd cut a lot of cords, and then I was free from those. So that's a good thing to do, to allow this to take form and happen, this relationship.
So,
you know what's amazing, Barbara?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Well, I was just wondering if that answered all your questions, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I'm still having a hard time hearing you.
Does that answer all of your questions?
I just have one more. Where is the soul contract? Does that usually mean that person is a soulmate or twin flame? Or is that just somebody that, you know, was predestined?
It can exactly. Everything you're saying is exactly in line with that question. You've answered that question well. It's soul contracts. You can have soul contracts with money. You can have soul contracts with health. Here's the other thing. You can edit your soul contracts. These are the Akashic records. And I do it for people all the time, but I also encourage people to do it for themselves. And it's literally rewriting your contract to what you want it to be. So
that's freaking awesome.
I know, it's amazing. Go look up and see, and just because you really have, I have a question real quick before I let you go. What's it like about books around you? What do you think about books? Are you a book? You love books?
It's really funny for two reasons. One is I just recently got a bookshelf like within the last month, and I've been collecting a bunch of books because I want to read more, and that's part of me working on myself. But it's also funny because I found a book that I've been trying to actually buy. I forgot that I had bought it like a year and a half ago. That the book that I bought a year and a half ago actually has that actor that that I was talking about, Shane, in it.
Okay. That's how you're starting. This is amazing. Yeah, it is. And like that soul contract you had with that previous guy, oftentimes what a soul contract can be is that you edited that soul contract. It's a new chapter, as they say, you know, how people say new chapter. And there's that book reference again. The Akashic Records are, it's the book of life. It's the hall, the library of your records and Barbara's records and Jonathan's records and mine. And I actually love to go into the hall, the Akashic Records, and read and look at people's book of life. And there is where I help them rewrite them. But you can rewrite it too. And honestly, you're already doing it energetically.
I assume that's from the work I'm doing on myself.
Oh, yes. Look how your wheelhouse is shifting gears. I need to read more books. I just find it fascinating. And the Akashic Records are all about books, and I rather sense that you will be, through the Akashic Records, at the very least, you'll be reading books about them. There are some great books out there. And by the way, before I let you go, anyone can access the Akashic records. I know some people say, oh, you know, you have to have special people, you know, special anointed people access the Akashic records, and it's open to all. The Akashic records are open to all.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty cool. I love it. It's like reading a book aloud to you, the Akashic records, which it is. That's what you're
wow.
doing. Yeah. This was like a fabulous
well,
reading. I've had so much energy swishing back and forth here while I was doing the reading for you. I just honor you and thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you all so much for talking to me and passing back the energy.
Oh, yeah,
honored. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah,
and I hope that we hear from you again. We all are going to be curious to know how this works out. Hopefully sooner
yes.
than later.
Just
wow.
a sweet name. All right, it matches that vibration.
I know. I love it. And her voice is.
It is. I
our next caller. Our next caller is area code 256.
256. It's your turn with Psychic Medium Vanessa or MBA. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Kimberly, and I'm from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Great. I
Great.
See so much red and white around you. Are you a healthcare worker?
No.
No? Okay. Well, what's your question tonight, Kimberly?
My question is in reference to career. Actually applying to new jobs now, and just want to hear from Spirit on the navigation.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they're showing me a lot of feedback. Sorry, Kimberly. They're showing me that you applied for some jobs, and you didn't hear back from them. So if I ask the question, were you a match for those jobs, I actually get a yes. And was it your fault in any shape, way, or form? I get a no. It looks like there was a shift with the company. They just shifted their plans in what we would say midstream. So it wasn't your fault at all, Kimberly. This was just a change of, and I heard the words, I heard the phrase, change of guard. So there could have been someone that said, well, we're starting the process of job hiring over.
Okay.
Right now, Kimberly, they're talking to me about clothes and retail, and I don't want to keep like saying, oh, is this right? And oh, is that right? But that's what they brought forward. Does that? Are you a buyer, or were you looking to access that the retail area?
No, no, not at all.
Okay, no, not at all. She says. Well. Do you mind if you tell me, because they say you have a good education, and
yes,
so maybe you should tell me. Yeah. Okay.
I've been teaching public school, mainly science, for 16 years, but I applied for leadership positions outside of teaching because it's time to move outside the classroom.
Okay. So administrative,
yeah.
like leadership roles.
Yes.
Got so. I am going to take a stab in the dark. One thing they're talking to me about, master's degrees. Do you already have them?
Yes, I have a master's.
Point, or is this right now, would it be assistant principal or yeah, in that arena?
It's in education management.
Kimberly, I'm going to tell you that there's just been a whole, what they keep showing me is this rushing river. And the boat got turned around. I know this is a horrible analogy. I'm so bad at them. But what they're showing me is that there was just a change of discipline in hiring. So I'm going to make the statement, and I want you to listen. Kimberly lands a counseling position with the next job. I get a no. Kimberly lands superintendent. Let me test this. Kimberly lands an assistant principal role. So I got a yes. Assistant superintendent. Is there such a thing as an assistant superintendent role?
Yes, it is, but you would have to have a PhD for that one.
Okay, let me test that. So will you get a PhD? Oh, I heard that you're like, not so much. I want to do this first. You're showing me you want to get your feet wet in administrative. So, you know, right now, isn't so much up in the air with education. Does it have a landing spot by July? I get a yes. I got a question. Did you have your resume prepared again and you handed it off to a particular woman who actually hand-delivered it to someone who was hiring?
Oh, no, that hasn't happened yet. No.
Well, okay, so this came up, and they're showing a lot of very favorable energy around it. Here's who I landed, Archangel Michael. Now, I'm gonna tell you something about what I do, and this is what I'm going to assign to you because this is your future, and you're so good at it. I see the next 4 years that you do this. It's an assistant leadership role. It's not counselor, so don't. That's a nothing burger. It is definitely principal, and you're so good at it, I heard. And it leads to the school district building. I get a yes on that. So I want you to write down what you want for that role. I want you to write down at least 5 things in your own hand and then fold the paper towards you 3 times and put it in. You have a Bible, yeah? You love to read the Bible and picking
yes.
it. Does that make sense? Put it in your Bible.
Okay.
Because you to do. Yeah. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, and I've got chills all over me. So you're going to be my guide here. Kimberly, do you have a grandmother who is passed on to the other side? Was this your dad's mother?
Yes.
Would you assign her the role of connecting you with the perfect people immediately?
Sure.
You know, I'm going to say something about that. I want you to know a little bit about me. I'm a Christian, and I grew up in the Midwest. I taught Bible school and Sunday school and prayer groups all the time. And the one thing I've learned is, you know how sad we get when we lose people we love to the other side, they die. But what mm-hmm. I've learned in my practice as a psychic medium is that they went ahead of us as a strategy. And they work so hard on the other side because I'm always tapping into them and talking to them. Some people tell me to, you know, leave me alone. I just got here. And other people run up to me and want to tell me things. And what your grandmother is respectfully doing is showing herself and saying that she shows me a scroll. You know how you have those scrolls and they roll them up and there's a red ribbon on it? And this scroll mm-hmm. is antique, and she wants to take, that's your resume. And it's got all of the things that you've accomplished in that scroll. It's a scroll. And she wants to get it to the right people. So just ask her to do it.
Okay.
Can I tell you another thing about the other side? The other side, you and I are on this side. And Kimberly, they're on the other side, but there's a veil in between us. I'm going to tell you, there are thicker parts to the veil, and there are thinner parts to the veil, and there are parts where there is no veil. What does that mean? It means that your grandmother is here where there is no veil. And all you have to do is call on her. And that's it. It's like talking to grandma across, you know, across the room. That's really all it is. They're not gone. And it's amazing how it works. And if you want signs, you know, you can always ask for signs. I do it all the time. Feathers are one, a note. How about money that you just find suddenly in the way? How about this? You and I clean, and we find something that wasn't there before. That's how obvious. But you have 4 great years coming up of assistant leadership, and you're going to be so busy and so loved, as if you weren't already. And it's
awesome.
More money, I heard. Well, yeah, plus it's more money, I heard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right?
Real quickly.
And she's so
fun?
Open. She's so open to do all these
yeah.
other things, too.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And Vanessa, she's so open and then allowing you, you're seeing so much, her grandmother. And then she's like, sure,
yeah.
I'll assign her to that. I mean, it's like she's very, Kimberly is so open to
thank you.
Whatever,
cool.
Like she knows about this kind of work. And so that is amazing. This reading to me is amazing.
It is amazing.
It is.
Kimberly, your grandmother, you're welcome. Your grandmother is just an amazing woman. This is a woman of presence, and she too has leadership all over her. And she's actually holding out her right hand. And to me, when I see that, it's linking, you know, bridging the gap, linking through the veil.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. She's an amazing woman. I just love your grandmother. What a great family.
Thank you.
And your son. Your son, he just adores you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't even hear her say she had a son. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
and that she loves reading the Bible.
Whoa. Yeah, I love it. What a great family, Kimberly. What a great family.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You made my heart sing. Thank you for showing up.
Great future coming.
Yes,
you.
A great future.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And Vanessa, I didn't know that about you either. A couple of things during that reading, I found out that you taught Sunday school. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Cool. Yeah, isn't that cute? Prayer group.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the little children at Sunday school. They're so sweet. and you are a big impact on that those kids at that age, too. So that's wonderful that you did that work.
That's true. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fun lady.
Yeah. Right. Well, our next caller is a mermaid from Arizona.
Oh, is her name Hope? Hi. I've got some good abilities now, I guess. I
That's my new name.
With Hope.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I actually have Hope's voice again.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. When Jonathan told me you'd be on tonight, I'm like, I have questions. I actually have two. And I just wanted your confirmation on it. Like, you're just so amazing. Right. Like, this is what I need to move forward. You know how you just kind of like need that, just move forward.
Yeah.
So 15 years ago, I just knew my whole life I'd be a light worker. I could never work in the third dimension. And then, you know, things happen like later on down the road and you think, oh, well, maybe I could. And I signed up for this course. I don't even want to give it a bad name because it's a great field to be in. But it gave me so much anxiety every day. I hated it. It did not sit well in my energy at all. And I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And every day that I was miserable. I was so miserable. I woke up with anxiety. I went to bed with anxiety. I thought, I can't do this. And my guides came in. They're like, you were not meant to work in that dimension. What you're doing with your gift, that is where you are always going to feel at ease. You will never feel at ease in that other place, like trying to fit into a world that I don't belong into. So, and I feel guilty because I literally spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this. And I just said, you know what? Yeah, I just need the confirmation, like, I'm not meant to be in that, you know? Like, what is your feeling on that?
Well, I might have
if
to...
If you want, I can tell you. You need to know what it is.
Was it massage therapy?
No. And it's funny you said that because I've taken that course like 3 times. But I pick up on everyone's energy. And then I end up giving them a reading as I'm, you know. And I couldn't do that.
Time.
But no, it was medical coding for doctors.
Oh.
And,
that's
definitely
not
you. Yeah, like every day it made me miserable.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you why. This is from another lifetime. You were, you keep showing me all these numbers. I just see numbers all over a wall. So were you
an
accountant?
Oh, yeah, my whole books.
Yeah,
all of them, were just numbers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you were so diligent, and you were such a hard person on people because it had to be accurate. You had other people to report to. And by the way, I keep picking up that you were a male in that lifetime. And you were miserable with the numbers because you wanted to have friends, but, you know, it's the reputation, the career came first. And here you are in this lifetime also trying to hammer out the career comes first. And it's interesting to me.
And it's all numbers and letters, too.
Yeah.
All the codes are, yeah.
It is difficult. And, you know, I just heard in my left ear by one of my guides, they were saying it doesn't have to be that difficult. And they actually said that you probably had a better coding system that would have made more sense.
Yeah. But it was like every day I woke up like, I have so much homework. Like, I didn't live this way for like 15 years. And then I brought this in my life. I'm like, oh, what did I do? So I just want to feel better about losing the money and learning. That's a learning experience.
Well, I just wanted to tell
you. And I know that it'll come back tenfold in a different way, I think.
And absolutely, I'm going to tell you that your investment – your money does come back to you. I am showing you. I'm also showing a great celebration coming up for you. That's coming up too. So,
oh my gosh. Well, aside from my birthday, there's also another thing in my life that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
So, and it's weird.
Okay.
But it's not weird because I've been told this since I was a little girl. There's certain people that you don't tell what's happening in your life. Because they don't want that for you, so they put that in the energy. And every time I've mentioned anyone in my life, within a matter of weeks, that failed. And it's just this one group. And it was a mission for me to go there to begin with, and I told them that this is not a permanent thing, this is a mission, and I'm here to help you, but then I move on. And they've had a very hard time with me moving on. So anytime I've ever encountered or entered into a relationship, and they knew about it within just a couple of weeks, it just went completely downhill. And I know there's two other light workers that I work with. One of them I know would never wish that upon me, but I know one of them wants me to stay forever.
Right, right.
And I feel like that's where it's coming from. And the person she wanted me to be with was her best friend's brother, which was weird.
Yeah, that was a nothing burger. Yeah, this woman has her best interest at heart. It was interesting to me because I was shown have people around you, Hope, who have your best interest at heart. I literally wrote that down 2 hours ago. That's for you. Now, she likes to control things. She's like academically inclined to do light worker work because, you know, we're all light workers. Like, we're all light workers, but there are specified light workers on the planet. There's like a quarter of the population on the planet are light workers, or something like a billion. So this person, in her mind, because she uses her mind more than her heart, she says, I know what's right for this person. I know what's right for Hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have picked, you are so smart to keep your cards close to your vest at the poker table on this one. She's very bright. And they keep saying to me, she's very airy. So when you meet her, it's like, okay, you know. But when you get to know her, there's that trafficking of data, that trafficking of information. She never stops thinking. She has a hard time sleeping at night. She's always trying to process things and put things in her place, and that includes people. Now, does she mean it maliciously?
She doesn't go to bed till 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
No.
I said, what do you do
that's
all night? Yeah. She lives in her head.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
The worst thing you could do.
It's going to be
But it's just so weird
shortened.
For 2 years. Everything that I have, when I mention someone, I can count down literally to the day that it's going to fail.
Wow.
Because I could just feel the energy she puts in it. And I'm like, am I wrong? Is it me that's thinking that?
No. You're very intuitive, you know. You are very intuitive. And so what you do is you hide the energies. You literally
That's
say,
what I've been doing.
You know, I told Barbara, when you want to hide yourself, you wear black. Like yesterday, I wanted to hide myself, and so I wore black. And I also told Jonathan I just didn't access my phone all day because I needed – to not do that. So when you want to hide yourself, we wear black. Now, she needs to have this information hidden from her, so we're going to put it in a treasure chest with a lock and a key.
Yeah. Yeah, I would never let any of them know. Yeah.
It's not even about telling. She can feel it, so we have to go one step further and lock it in the treasure chest. That is, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And she's not
really the only person I told was Jonathan. Yeah. Okay. But I wanted to run it by you. And because I was always told, like, keep your, what you want to last a secret from some people. Because their intention is different than what you really want. And they can actually throw negative energy in there. They can actually destroy it just by their energy.
Yeah,
and I swear to you, I have, since I've known her, it's been that way. So it's like I will never speak of any type of relationship that I'm in.
But she covets you.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants me to live there with them forever. And it's like, no, I cannot.
It doesn't match. Yeah. Well, when we find someone who's special and amazing and gorgeous and unique and talented and gifted and smart, we want them. And we want what they have. What I do is I think I talked about this on the show on Thursday night with you and all the other fantastic people, Barbara and Jonathan and Joyce and Maureen and Laura, I think, and it was just an amazing show, is I put a wave, I did it today. I sent a wave of intention, a wave of thought. And what it is leave me alone for you. What it is here are my castle walls. What it is for you is there's no drawbridge. You're not allowed here. And you send them at her. Just like one or two times to do it. And she'll get a little lost. She'll be like, what? She won't even think about you.
Well, I get a summer home in the summer to get away from them.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So, and I enjoy the summer home because I enjoy new energy and I enjoy creating new energy. So every summer, I've only been there two summers, but it was like, two summers too long.
Rewarding.
And and I let them know, like, I'm not going to be there much longer. Like, my mission is complete. Whoever was supposed to be out is out now. And they're forcing me, but they're saying, you know, we'll give you one of the houses for really, really cheap. And it's like anything to keep me there, but I know what the purpose is.
Yeah.
Because I do the healings, I do the readings, I do what they need to keep that going. But that's not my purpose. I had a mission there, and it's time for me to go forward. And I feel like I'm in the right place now.
Yeah, you're a starseed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's – but I let them know when I first got there that this is just a mission. I'm not here permanently. This is just a mission to help you guys through this.
Can I tell you what she showed me, the one woman is, we don't need a name, but she said them over her head like a snow shovel, like one of those big wide snow shovels. It was like, oh yeah, you just keep talking. And she's just taking all your words and pitching them over and behind her as if they're just debris.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how I was feeling. Like, it's been that way. And it's sad that I have to keep my life private when I shouldn't have to, but I do to protect what I have now, which is
you're so smart.
Insane to me. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's
so smart. You know, here's what I do and see what you think, but it takes like, I don't know, 5.7 seconds to do this. And I do it before the shows. I do it for Jonathan and Barbara and their families and us, you know, here at my house. But here we go for you. You ready? You call in, and what I'm going to tell you is very rote for you, but it takes 2 seconds to call in the white golden light down through your chakras. It takes 2 seconds to send that white, out through the soles of your feet and out through your tailbone into the center of the earth, and you ground yourself into Mother Earth. It's happening right now again. Then you put yourself in an armor of protection from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And for this person of whom we speak, who is our topic, we say, and I am hidden from, and then you fill in the blank, you know, her name, now and it is so, or something like that. I don't want to make you memorize something. But I was telling Barbara last week or week before, I have this little tool that I use And here's what I do. If I have to go on the other side of Houston, well, I kind of want to go fast because we have fantastic tollways, and I do want to go fast. So
yeah.
If I don't have a way to measure where law enforcement radar is, I don't mean to be overt, and I don't recommend this, but I don't want them to see me speeding because I don't want a ticket, right? So it's a 75 miles per hour, and I want to go 80 miles per hour, 85. I say I hide myself from law enforcement radar, but if I need law enforcement to help me, they can see me.
Yeah, I like that.
Great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the power of positive driving. I've done that before so much, and the power of positive parking too. I mean, it works.
Yes, I always think that. I do that too. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to get a spot in the front. There's no doubt about
yeah.
it. I already, like, foresee
and
it.
You
yeah,
do.
And it happens. Yeah.
Well,
so you do feel
why not apply it to everything?
Yeah. Yeah. And I
every
do that
second.
When I drive. I put, I call upon Archangel Raphael. Put, like,
yeah.
a green light around
yeah.
my car. I call upon Archangel Michael. Like, I put so many
yeah.
layers around my car. It's drama.
Me too. It's so smart.
Yeah. But it's so good that you've called to talk to Vanessa because Vanessa has more of these things. Like, it's, she has an arsenal of little ways and things and prayers
yeah, was,
and
yeah,
rocks
to,
and everything. She knows how to do
cure. I was talking to the whole girl and she was, yeah, I was talking to Hope earlier, and Hope was telling me what she was concerned about. And I said, well, why don't you get a third party, opinion on it? Hope, you know, Vanessa's
yeah.
on tonight, and, you know, and call in. And,
perfect.
So, yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
So you feel the school is
definitely get
not
together
my
and help
soul
each other,
connection. Yeah.
I've never
no.
seen this. I've never seen
it's
two that. Help each other like this. I think it's so. I'm just got the Kundalini chills. I don't mean to talk over
yeah.
you guys and interrupt you, but I totally have it, the upper body. This is great. Good job, Johnny.
Awesome.
That's what we're all about, life, yes. laughter, happiness. We're here to
yeah.
make you laugh and be happy and have a wonderful life. Awesome.
I was channeling one time, and I don't know who I channeled, but they said even healers need healing. We all
yeah.
need it.
Yeah.
We all need, you know,
sure.
like a sounding board. We all need that confirmation of, you know, it doesn't matter what we are. Even teachers, you know, they go to other teachers for certain things. So we all, no matter
true.
What we are and who we are in life, we go to each
it's
other.
True.
And that's the most beauty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it is we can go to each other and just say, this is what's happening. Just I need your
advice. But some
aren't
open to it. Some are
yeah,
not
yeah,
open
definitely.
To it at all. They don't have the pure heart. They have ego,
they
which
ego.
Basically means
yes.
they are
yes,
like
they have ego,
right? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big time. I've noticed. I've worked on this show for a long time. I've seen, right, Johnny? We've seen a lot. And there's a lot of
yes,
ego.
We have.
A lot. And it's so refreshing
yeah.
to see no ego here tonight.
No,
that's
and that's
true.
The most
and
peaceful way to live is just letting go of ego. But you definitely
mm-hmm.
feel like that school is just not in my soul's journey.
It's
too.
Only because, no, it's not. But the thing is that they keep saying to me that you've already mastered it. And that's part of the reason.
Yeah, I even hired a tutor, yeah, to make sure that I was, like,
no
so proficient in it.
Wow.
And
yeah.
it was like, I can't do this. Like, it's killing my anxiety. I'm not at peace. And for me to do what I need to do, I have to be at peace.
Yes. I was talking to Jonathan and Barbara about anxiety today because what it is, it's a fire in your belly that says there's danger ahead, there's displeasure ahead, and we'd like you to avoid it. So you put that in your route, and that's why the anxiety is there. And I'm going to say something about anxiety. If we don't manage anxiety, we will get ill.
Yes,
that's
disease
how,
will cause
yeah.
disease. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Well, it could because, you know, it's like a guidepost. It's like a traffic sign, and it's like, you know, hey, you didn't pay attention to any of these other signs, so now here comes this fun thing called disease. And so we can reverse that too, but that's
yeah.
what's going on. You've already conquered it, not just in this lifetime, but the previous lifetime. It's like we're done, and you can move on from that, and you will feel better.
Well, I spoke to Jonathan this morning, and so I said, I had to take a break. And I've had zero anxiety. My life is back to normal.
Oh,
and it's
so
like,
good.
Thank God. Yeah.
No.
So I really
that's
feel like even
be.
Though it cost a lot, I feel like it'll come back tenfold.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just need
no,
to push in the direction that I, where my gifts are at.
Yes. Here's what comes.
And then
health and money, health and money and celebration are coming back to you. And I was shown earlier that investments that you made, hopes, they're coming back. And anybody who owes you money, that's coming back.
You know what's so weird? Last week, so the last person that owed me money, now mind you, at one point it was around a little bit over 10 grand that people owed me.
Yes.
I got paid back
yes.
every penny. Every penny.
Good. Gosh, that is so amazing. I just got chilled because I saw that earlier, 10 grand.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like, I thought for sure I was going to, you know, like someone's going to make
awesome.
It something where, you know, I can only pay back this much. I got paid back every penny, and I was like, oh,
yep.
thank God. Yeah.
Well, so here's what's happening then. The celebration is here and coming. The silver lining is now revealed. So you did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you feel
well? What?
Like because of the person that I'm with now,
uh-huh.
that I am keeping under wraps with those other people?
Yeah.
Is that where the celebration's
thinker.
Coming from? Because it's
yes,
so positive.
Yes. He's a quick thinker. Does that make sense? And decisive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You depend on him for advice. This is kind of like a new thing in this new chapter here for you. There's that word chapter mm-hmm. again, but you depend on him for advice. And I saw money centric around you and he. So that's
yeah.
going to be something that's in the middle. I am supposed to tell you to be alert mm-hmm. and wary of a couple things, ethics and moral character. I'm just told to tell you that. I can't see why. But
oh,
there
yeah, his
out.
Mouth. Are you talking about his mouth? We had I had people over for like a little get-together after, you know, we still social distance a little bit. I mean, as much as we could. But
yeah.
the stuff he was talking about, it was like, oh, my gosh, why would you say that in front of
okay.
people?
Okay, there you go. That's probably,
yeah.
that's probably why that came up. Cause, so that's there. And I kept hearing sweet deal. So sweet deals are like, you know, it's like too good to be true sometimes. But sweet deal, be alert, be wary, and sign no contracts, at least not for now.
No, yeah, I'm keeping it, like, so clear because I just got out of something that was not just, but
yes.
a little bit ago.
Yeah, you did
that was not that. Healthy for me. So I'm just trying to do what's
no,
the healthiest for me from this point forward for the rest of my life.
It was a lot of energy was taken from you in that previous situation.
Oh, because it was 5 years based on my, so.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
a bunch of years. That's a lot of investment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but thank you so much.
Well, you're so
that
welcome.
Your
what a pleasure.
Cool?
It's such an
honor. Okay.
Oh, every single question and more. I'm so grateful for all of you guys. Thank you
that was
so
amazing.
Very much.
That was so amazing.
Thank you, Hope.
Not only that, I mean, I learned so much, and I'm sure all the listeners did too, just by listening to you. And oh my gosh, that was amazing. And that
so
she,
awesome.
Our friend Hope, is so open to and feels so comfortable to express so much. It's really a lot of intimacy we share here because it's everything. That's our life. And I loved how
yeah.
at the end she said, from this day forward, I totally could relate to it. And I'm getting the chills all over the upper body again right now. I could relate to, I'm going to do the best healthy thing self for the rest of my life. I feel that way too. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, oh, wow, I love that call. That was amazing. Thank you, Hope, and thank you, Vanessa.
Oh, honored here,
right.
totally. Thank you, Hope.
Our next caller is area code 978.
978, hi. Hello. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You're on with Vanessa Orr.
Hi. This is Kathleen from Massachusetts. I did have a medical question. If you feel uncomfortable, I can ask you something else. but the medical questions, I can?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I have been having two issues, one with very high blood pressure, which I'm on several meds. You
I
did,
the
huh?
Heart situation. Yeah, honey, yeah. Yeah, Kathleen,
okay. And I have problems with my gait, my balance, and I fall a lot. I had blood work done today because they were looking for why my blood pressure was so high. So now a nephrologist is taking over, a kidney doctor.
Yeah.
And I got a call today after my blood work, and they said my blood sodium levels were extremely low. And I was in the hospital. I was hospitalized for it about 3 or 4 years ago for about a week, and they had to ration my fluid intake. From what I read on the internet, it can affect your gait. My balance is off. Yes, I had back surgery about 3 years ago. Is the low blood sodium levels affecting my gait and my blood pressure, or what do you see?
I get a no. I get a no on that. But can I ask you, Kathleen, about what
sure.
the pressure is? Because there's like a male presence, and I feel like you're being squeezed over issues.
What do you mean squeezed over issues?
Pressured, pushed. Is there a male in your, like, okay, let me just do this. Is there a male in your life, in your,
yep.
you know, okay. That, okay.
He's good to me,
healing.
But he can give me a pain in the neck. Matter of fact, I told him to leave today.
Okay, yeah.
He's
well,
a
that
boyfriend.
Would help a lot. Yeah, he
yeah,
needs
but
a lot of healing. Yeah,
he
but
does.
What? Yes, he does. No, I got it. Let me tell you a really quick story about people. When people get in our art fields, they make us sick. The ones that are just horses to toots, and let me just talk about the word, I'll just throw a word out, narcissist. And I don't mean this cruelly about him.
No, that's okay, honey.
Okay, so it makes us ill. It literally affects us. You know what we say? And I promise you, I am going to address your questions. We say, yes, please attack me more. Yes, please abuse me more. Yes, please take more energy. And we give it permission. So then when we do that, it crosses the auric field, which is anywhere from 1.5 to 2 feet to 6 to 8 feet out in front of you. And we say, yes, come in and just ravage my auric field. And while you're here, I'm just going to let your energy suck the life out of me and make me ill. Is this situation you're calling in about, they kept showing me a squeezing or a pressure, and it was wrenched by a male. Now, he doesn't know he's doing it, but he does want to
control
you.
Well, you know, it's funny. He's in AA. He's been for a few years. He had a slip when we were going together. He was my boyfriend in high school, and then we kind of reunited. But I'm not really attracted to him, but he's a good guy. And anyway, he
yeah,
gets mad if I have a couple of glasses of wine because he's in the program. And that's what an argument was tonight.
Uh-huh.
And it happens all the time. And I'm getting fed up because I'm thinking, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't handle it, there's the door.
Right.
And basically that's what I said tonight. But the problem I have is after I had my back surgery, I had to sell my car because I couldn't shovel out where I live in the winter. And so I depend on him for rides to places, which I hate being dependent on him or anyone. And I live alone. So,
well,
I didn't know if you
say.
Thought that was the problem.
No, I got a no on that. But, and again, I don't want to be cruel, but here's what's going on. He's exiting your auric field. He's going to take his energies with you, and you are going to send all of it back to him right now.
and it takes one sentence. I send all of your negative energy back with you in a wave, in and on top of you. It's not mine. Take your box of rattlesnakes with you now. You'll start healing, because what you're doing is, you know what you're showing me? You're like crouched under this terrible umbrella, and you're like in a little ball, like on the ground with this umbrella over you, and that's no way to live. You're living small, which is compressing you. Your back is compressed. Your kidneys are unhappy and compressed, by the way. And nothing against him. I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy, like you said. But you're picking up his energy field of illness and, I'm going to say it, alcoholism or inability to control alcohol. And you're just taking it all in. What it is an energy exchange. I'm going to tell you a really quick story. This happened in San Antonio. There was a grandmother, and she fell ill. And her six-year-old granddaughter loved her so much. They had a terrific relationship, right? So grandma went into the hospital, and the six-year-old, after school every day, would go and visit grandma. I mean, it was just like, I have to be with grandma. To the point where the little girl was falling ill, and grandma was getting better, which, would you know, you want grandma to get better. What the little girl was doing was taking on grandma's energy field. She was exchanging her good energy for grandma's decrepit energy. So as an energy healer, you have to go in and clear off all that negative energy. And once you clear off all that negative energy, it's kind of like scraping the snow off your car. Okay? That's what we're going to do, is scrape all that old snow off your energy field. And I promise you, you're going to heal. And your doctors are going to go, okay, your tests are fine.
And how long do you think before I heal?
Well, I'll tell you what. Tonight, I will do work here. Okay, Kathleen? And I will start the process here. If you're okay with that, I'm going to send you some energy healing, and I'm going to wipe all that snow off of your energy field. And let me tell you something. We love people, and we love these people that cross our paths, and we get attached to them, kind of like, and I'm going to say the word, I'm not going to test it. If I ask if you're addicted to him, I get a no. But some people, they get addicted to other people, and the only way
I need his help, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. But you know what? How about this? We send his energy off and away with him so that better can come in. How about better, as in...
I'd love that, but my issue is I can't afford another car. The car I had was a Volvo my mother gave me before she went to a nursing home. Then I had to sell it. And I don't know if you see another car coming my way so I can be independent again.
Well, I did. This is crazy, because I thought I'd get a no, and I got a yes. It's a little car. It's not grandma. It's not mom's Volvo, but it's a little guy, and it presents as a Volkswagen, or at least a little guy, like an SUV of some sort. I got a yes on that.
And do you have any idea what time frame?
Let me test. So is it in 2020? I get a yes. Let me see what month. You know what? I'd love for you to call back or email Barbara and or Jonathan. Let me see. Is it September? Looks like it's September, but let me just double check. When does this car come for Kathleen? So show me down the molecular cellular level. Is it June, July, August, September?
Because I don't have the money for a down payment, and I'm only living off Social Security.
Okay, let's
which
say
is
that
only
a
little over
$1,000
a month. What, honey?
Well, then you say, I have money for a down payment for a little car coming to me in September.
Okay, so put out the positive energy.
Well, yeah, but listen, I'm going to say something. I do it differently. I write it down.
I've done a vision board before, and even a place I wanted to get married again. The place burned down. The guy I wanted, we broke up. It's like nothing on that vision board happened.
Jesus. Can I tell you a really quick story?
I just can't win.
when I get things, when I get anything, dominant hand, and I run my hand over it, I clear it from the energy fields of anybody else. Just a little tip there. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. They're showing me things, and I'm testing if I should present that. Because if I'm shown something, Kathleen, and it doesn't test up accurate or positive, then I'm like, well, guys, you got to try again. I must have got that wrong. So everything they're showing me is so. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. It's not me. I'm just a channel. I'm just the conduit. That is all I am.
What do you mean?
This reading that you're getting tonight, it is so.
Okay. Do you see me getting help with the down payment from my godparents?
Well, I got a yes on that. Would you allow me to test for the percentage of accuracy on that?
Sure.
She loves you very much, your godmother. And she says, I've been
tasked
to watch out for her.
Yes, she's like my second mother.
Yeah.
She's in her late 80s, and my godfather's in his 90s.
Yeah, they're really nice people, and they have a nest egg, and it's a financial architecture for you, and it's coming your way. And I really like these are nice salt-of-the-earth people. I really like these people. So let me just make sure I get the right percentage on that answer, because I just don't want to be like, oh, everything's yes tonight. I'll be right back. Just hold on a second. So down in the molecular cellular level, please show me. So what is the accuracy on that last statement for Kathleen? Is it more than 50%? So hold on. I got 90% accurate on that last statement.
I hope it's not because – go ahead, honey.
Well, it's going to make your godmother happy to see the exit strategy performed by boyfriend.
Wait a minute. Say it again. An effort by my boyfriend?
No. It makes your godmother happy that your boyfriend is leaving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says, about time. What do you get, Barbara?
I for sure got that, and that all of this will come to happen if she stays strong and keeps him away from her. Yeah. All this other stuff will fall into place.
Yep.
And as far as my health, do you see my gait improving? Because I have to use a walker now.
Oh,
and
boy.
I didn't know if that...
I heard that wasn't your style.
I used to go dancing every weekend.
That's just what I was going to say, because they showed me that you went dancing all the time. So I'm just going to say this, is that you want all and everything at once. And I understand you can have everything at once. The only thing you have to do, and vision boards, I've never done one. And so X that out. There's this little tool that I share with Jonathan. And
but I've had gait problems, balance problems, for quite a few years now, and I've had falls in my apartment. So I can't go on like that.
Right. Can I tell you something? You're so afraid of the future.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Yes. And that's part of the translation.
I'm afraid of dying. My biggest fear in life is dying.
Okay. Really quickly. Dying is a process. It's a thing. Nobody wants it. It's got such grim energy around it. Let me tell you something really quickly. On the other side, and I was telling another caller about this earlier, we have people that are helping, and that's what you're going to do. They're showing me how helpful that you're going to be on the other side. Now, granted, we want you here longer.
How helpful I'll be on the other side.
Yeah. So
okay.
You see that dying is just going from one dimension to another. It's a very thin veil on the other side. You'll probably be waving to me from the other side. So here's the situation. Don't fear death. You love life so much. That's what's going on. And I really commend you for that. But also, what we want to do is allow the boyfriend to exit. So he exits. Your energy field comes up. I'm going to send you some healing. I'm going to send your soon-to-be ex-boyfriend healing. And I'm going to clear your kidneys. And this back, I want you to say, I want to walk. I cancel the inability. I cancel the inability to walk. I'm sorry, I was getting feedback on.
Okay,
the
I understand what you're saying.
I cancel the inability to walk. All that is great of the future. When people have knee issues or toe issues or, you know, hip, it is, I'm afraid of moving forward to the future. That's what that is. And you say, I cancel that. And with Jonathan and I talked about this a long time ago, it's cancel, pink light on the falling down. I guarantee you, you're going to take that by storm.
Because he'll say to me, oh, you had a couple of glasses of wine, which ticks me the hell off. And the doctor, the nurse called me today, and she goes, is your gait off, your balance? I said, yeah. She goes, that goes along with the low blood sodium. And I said, I've been having falls, too.
I want you to say it right now with me. Cancel. Pink light
or white?
Light, like, you know, when you turn a light on.
Pink light.
On my inability to walk. You're canceling it, Kathleen.
Really?
Yes.
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Did you feel better?
Just talking to you, I feel better.
Aww.
And, you know, I know I can't get rid of them until I get a car because I got doctor's appointments coming up and what have you. But I like the company because I live alone and my sons live so far away. But I just hope I meet someone nice again.
Well, the way to do that is that we elevate the vibration. And the way we do that is by eliminating things that are dragging us down. For example, if you're with someone that does not bring out the best in you, do you really want to be with that? You know, do you want to be in that orbit? So the best way to know if there's someone that is should be aligned with you is this. Does that person bring out the best in me?
Yeah. I know. I think we're just comfortable together.
It can be an old too, but I keep seeing that he's.
Oh yeah,
and
I'm going to be 63, and he's 63. It's like,
yeah.
I think who else is going to want me at this age?
Oh, don't say that. Cancel.
No.
Pink light. Let me tell you
that's
about pink light.
Not
pink light.
Good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, listen. I want you to, every time you have a thought like that, literally invoke cancel, pink light. And I'm going to tell you about the pink light. This is the pink light of Saint Germain. Saint Germain is that violet light, and they talk about it as healing light. When it comes out of your mouth is so special. Your words are powerful. These are what we call wands. In fact, I'm sitting here with a crystal wand in my hand. This helps me do readings. Your words are wands, especially you. Of all the readings I've done, and I do a lot of readings, you, Kathleen, I've been shown over and over during this reading tonight how special your words are, you.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it seems like it comes down on your father's side of the family. It's silver tongue, orator, speeches, leadership, but whatever it is, you have a special gift with words. I wish I had that, but you have that, which is why there's like all this thread wound around you and it's binding you up and you're like, hey, I'm not a puppet. I don't want this around me. So just start out with cancel, pink light on everything.
I wrote it down and I recorded this and I put on my Facebook page. So you feel the blood pressure will go back to normal.
Yeah. It was just so interesting when you started out talking about, can I talk about my health? And I saw heart. And I'm like, yeah. So, yeah.
And
awesome.
Do you feel my gait will
It will come back. Let me tell you who you are.
Like I can normal without walking like I'm all over the place.
You're gonna surprise yourself on a Saturday morning. It's going to be great. Now here's
on
what
this
they
Saturday
said to me.
Morning?
I said a Saturday morning. So you can surprise me and let me know. Well, let me tell you
How do I get in touch with you, sweetheart?
I was just going to tell the listeners that this is a perfect time to talk about that. Vanessa or MBA, you can reach her for a private
reading. You're going a little
reading.
Fast for me. I'm old.
Okay.
Vanessa or O-R-R is no space. And what MBA?
Vanessa, you go ahead. It's you.
I will.
Go ahead and tell her. Okay.
Kathleen, wow. It's called Full Soul Reading.
Full, F-U-L-L.
Yes.
Soul.
Like, you know, that your
readings.
Soul inside your body. Readings, that's me.
Yeah. Okay. And I just punch that in and I find you on Facebook.
No, I'm not on Facebook. That's my website.
My website. Oh. Okay. So, and then I just request a reading, and then we go from there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to tell you, and then I'll step out of the way, okay? They keep telling me, my guides, and I have awesome guides. I mean, I'm just so honored that they hang out with me and tell me things. They keep telling me that you're a winner.
I haven't won anything in my life. All I do
is lose
everything. My marriage, everything.
Pink light. Cancel it. Cancel that.
Okay, cancel it. Pink light. Pink light.
Oh, I love it.
I got you, honey.
Oh, I've got chills. Let me check with Barbara. Barbara, what are you picking up?
Well, I'm picking up that how great it is that you found that she's so good with words, but that she needs to change her words into positive about herself.
Yeah.
Just try. Yes. And you're open to do that, but you're probably used to and conditioned. And then you talk about meeting this man. Well, hey, I think that the car, because when Vanessa was reading that about the car specifically, I sat up and did my muscle testing because I'm practicing.
Yeah.
I have never felt such a strong pull.
You did your what? I think I'm losing my hearing.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Okay. The car will change everything. I think that when she gets the car, she's going to have the freedom. So she can get away from him. She can meet other people. It's not just going to the doctor. It's freedom. A car is everything. And 63 is very young, by the way.
Yeah, I get panic attacks, too, while driving. I got to get over that.
Well, you've got to do the cancel,
pink light, pink light.
Pink light.
Yeah.
Yes. For like all day long, you might be saying that, but it's okay. You've got to use that and change your thinking, because you could change your life with just your thinking. It's very simple, but you have to be conscious of everything you say.
I'm just so afraid of, like I said before, of dying and living alone, that something could happen to me while I'm alone. I feel like I'm not going to live a long life.
No, I don't pick up on that. And people call me and they're like, how long will so-and-so live? How long will I live? And I actually am able to tell them. And I also have people who transition from life to death in the family will contact me and ask me, how long does dad have? How long do I have? You have a lot longer than you think. I think that might be for a private session, but you have much longer than you think. And there is a guy coming.
There's a guy that I've been in love with. I met him at age 40. I'll be 63. I met him on his 45th birthday. He's now 67, going to be 68. And his name is Larry. But we haven't seen each other in a few years, but we still talk to each other. But he's been the love of my life. And we're not as close as we used to be, because we haven't seen each other in a few years. And it's not Larry.
No, it's not Larry. Larry's occupied.
With a woman?
Yes, I get a yes.
That must be his ex-wife, Nancy.
No, I get a yes on this.
Huh. That little bugger. Well, if you have a name for me for another guy, I'll take it.
Okay. Will do. Will do.
Okay,
but I don't have anything right now.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's like
you
just put my mind at ease and everything, and I thank you all.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
That was another great reading. Super great.
Now,
they're so dear.
Do you want to do maybe one more reading? Because we have about 10 minutes left. Do you want to do that, Vanessa?
Yes, I'll be quick, but did you and Barbara want to talk about where to find your shows on YouTube first?
Okay. That's a good thing to say, especially after the last caller. Yes. After that last caller, and I was just waiting for the right moment to say, oh, you could have a direct meeting with you. So thank goodness we took care of that. Vamba11 is your Instagram, Vanessa or MBA, or go to her website, fullsoulreadings.com. And to hear this show, which I can't wait to listen to again, I've learned so much, you can go to our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel and find it there. It'll be there waiting for you right on top. And you can listen to our other shows, which is over 300. So thank you, and don't forget to subscribe, because we appreciate your support, right, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, across the board, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Thank you. All right, who's the lucky last caller?
917.
You are live with Vanessa Orr, MBA. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I just was wondering if there was any messages from my guides in regards to me trying to manifest some new things, job, career, and things of that nature. I've been trying to just talk to my guides at night before I go to sleep, set the intention for just a little assistance. I was wondering if you had any messages for me.
Yes, you're so exciting. There's so much money around you. The number 8 is so much around you. I barely contain myself to tell you. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing everything so well and so right. You're a very nice, smart man. Does that make sense? That you're a very nice and very smart man, good with money. Hello.
Yes,
does that make sense?
That's all correct. That makes perfect sense. I'm just trying to pivot to figure out the next move, but yes, that does make sense.
I love how you think, because you're very analytical and you're very interested in metaphysics. And they keep saying the word learned to me. And you've been here many lifetimes, and is it just this solar system? You've been to other solar systems. I know that's in some weird area, but the woohoo part about metaphysics is that it's not just this solar system, not just this galaxy, but there are many other planets and other areas of, I don't know, the great universe, and you've been to them. I'm very honored that you've called into the show. I want to thank you.
Thank you. Glad we could connect.
Well, be sure to call back in again, because it's really fantastic to read your energies, and your guides are on top of everything. Just, I don't know what more to tell you, is that you're doing everything really well and really right.
Okay, sounds great, Vanessa. Thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you so much. It was an honor to read. I appreciate it.
We shall talk again. Be well. Thank you.
Yes, please. Thank you. Right. Bye.
Thank you.
Great.
That was fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow. I like it when people are so connected and really are on the right path, and they call, and you could feel that right away, right? I mean, that was cool.
Yes.
That was neat.
That was awesome. It was. You're really picking up everything so quickly, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
oh my gosh, I just enjoy you hanging. I just love hanging out with you and Jonathan. It's such an honor. It's like, thank you so much for having me on your show every Monday night. I thank you.
Yeah. And I love when you were starting to talk about the star seed, or what did you say to Hope? You're
the
a star something?
Yeah.
Oh,
Hope,
I love
seed.
That stuff.
I know.
I didn't know you were into that. I would really love to get into that on a show and find out what I am. And we had that a long time ago, right, Johnny, with somebody who was an expert on that. But, I mean, that was really some far-out stuff. But it's so interesting.
It is.
And supposedly I was something really great.
Oh, I believe that, yeah. And Jonathan, too. Jonathan is very unique, too. And and so was that last caller. Not that no caller isn't, because they're all amazing and unique, but that, I'm telling you, there are some special, special energies out there, special people. Love it.
This night was amazing, I must say.
It was.
And I can't wait to listen to this back. You know, when I do that and listen to it back, I get so much more, because I can be a listener and that's it. And, you know, I have to, as the host, listen for all the nuances in people's tone and, you know, roll the show. But when I listen to it again, it's amazing what more I get out of shows. So, yeah, I love it. And I love how when you do that, Johnny gets them right up on YouTube, our YouTube channel. So sometimes it's not fast enough. I'm like, oh, it's been 20 minutes. And then, boom, it's up. So that I enjoy it. And some people don't, right, Johnny? I don't know if Johnny listens to the show over. Do you, Johnny?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes I pick up old shows just for nostalgic, and I read them. And I mean, what I find interesting is that, see, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I screen the calls, and when I screen the calls, I can't actually be listening to the show. So sometimes I have to actually put, you know, if I'm telling someone they're gonna be the next caller, I may not hear what is said. So, you know,
I know that. So okay, you're a perfect candidate to listen to the show, because you didn't get the whole thing while you're doing the show. So I think that would be very advantageous for you to do, Johnny. I mean, for heaven's sake, right? I mean, it's your show. You got to listen to it.
That's true.
But it really is fun for me. I think our show's amazing. And since Vanessa has come along, I think it's really gotten so much improved and become like a total mini levels up. So thank you, Vanessa.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
These Monday nights are amazing.
Oh, I tell you, I always ask a spirit to bring the perfect people in, and look who comes in. You know, you just have all the best callers. You have an awesome growing audience. I mean, an awesome audience. And you all did that.
Oh, and I was gonna. Thank you. I was gonna ask you though. You know how you do your prep before the show, and you always have a vision, a sign, a reading, and you see it. And you saw that today in Hope's reading, didn't you? You wrote something down, and then you said, this was meant for you. I forgot what that was, though. That's cool.
It was the best. He has the best interest at heart. If a person who has your best interest at heart, not just that guy, but do they have your best interest at heart? That was probably 3 hours now. It just leapt out, it was in my face. And I did think about a woman. And so it came up in the reading. It was kind of like, you ever played the game Concentration? It was like, my guides were like, Vanessa, match that to Hope. I'm like,
great. Because she needed actually to hear that, because, you know, knowing that so many people are trying to keep her there, which is basically in her mind, which is true, it's holding her back. So those people are holding her back. And you know what? You start to wonder, who is anybody? Does anybody around me have in my best interest at their heart? And you said yes. So that, oh my gosh, that gives her hope. That gives her power. And that gives her like a direction, like a road to take, you know?
Good point. That's everything you just said, it resonated. I mean, can you feel it? Can you feel
that one just went down my legs this time. I'm always getting it up.
I
that one went down. What's that mean?
knows the confirmation is accurate. You're accurate. Look at you. It's so fun. It's just so fun to do this work with people who have that vibration. You know, you and Jonathan and all the people that call in and listen in. It's amazing. And before the show tonight, I lifted the vibration of the show. The show's vibration actually beat my vibration. So then I checked in on you and Jonathan, and your vibration was already high, and Jonathan's was already pretty high, and so I just made sure that we were all matching vibration.
Is there a number? Usually when you do that, you give me a number.
Yeah, the final count for the show was actually 994, and Barbara's vibration was a little higher than that. It came in at like 998, and so I redid the numbers to make sure I was right. So I don't know what you were doing, Barbara, but you were...
You know what, I think I'm just opening up to it because you, like, let me open. And, you know, I practice it during the show. That's what's going on. I get ready. Make sure I eat. I make sure my mind's clear before the show now. What, Johnny?
I'm 994. I mean, what did you say I was?
We all were 94.
Yeah, here's what happened. The show was already sitting around 994 when I checked on it. And so I brought Jonathan's vibration up to 994 and mine, because I probably brought Jonathan down a little today with my boohoo story. So I brought our vibration up, but Barbara's vibration was already up at like 998. And it was so fascinating to me because sometimes you can feel the vibration slowing down as you test through, which is probably making no sense at all as I'm describing this. And you know where the vibration is going to level off, as in where it will end. So it can be like 776, or it can be 583, because you're testing on a scale of 0 to 1,000.
Oh.
So Barbara was already up near 1,000. The show was already navigating at 994, and it was just Jonathan and me. And Jonathan, I want to thank you for being such a good friend to me and walking me through everything today. And Barbara, thank you for being such a good friend. And thank you for being so professional,
both
of you. You're so awesome.
Yes. What I think about you, too, is that you have so much that you're feeling nonstop from so many people, the people who call you to schedule your one-on-ones. You've got that.
Yeah.
And you do extra work after each one all the time. And then you have the show. You have a lot of people waiting. There's that energy, too, of waiting. And and everybody who has a reading, pretty much, they want to know something. This is a amount of energy of pressure, too. I mean, sometimes I'm thinking, wow, how does she even do this? But it's a gift, and you do it, but you do it beyond just the gift. I mean, you're studying so much, and you care. You love it, and you care about it.
Aw, I do. I love it. Everything you're saying is so true. I just love having people have a success, and I get to do that here on your show. And I just want to thank you that we've all connected, because for me, it's such a blessing to come here on Monday night and talk to you and Jonathan and to all of your great callers. I just want to thank you.
Yes. And thank you to callers. And thank you, Johnny, for your hard work. And we'll see you
everyone.
Soon, hopefully before Monday. We'll see you hopefully for our lesson on muscle testing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Good night, Vanessa.
Good night,
Barbara.
Good night. Good night, everybody.